Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that he was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not as yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her.
Do any of you ever feel a bit like Maddie, that nothing ever exciting happens in my life? Nothing ever surprising ever happens in my life? We need to do something about this. Maddie, where are you? Come back, come back. Right, okay. The sun is shining, but in a minute it'll probably be raining, which must mean it's almost the tennis season. Now, Lozo, you need a racket. There you go, racket. Go and stand over there somewhere. Yeah, that's it. Behind Lucas somewhere, that'll do. That great. And where's the ball? Oh, here's the ball. Oh. The ball's not much good, is it? It looks like the dog's got that ball, so that won't do. So what else have we got in my bag? Oh, that's gone. Oh, we got some flour. Not sure what that's for. Oh, I've been shopping, haven't I? Yes, we've got some salt. We've got some eggs. Pancakes later for tea, you see, that's the thing. They're round. They do. Let's try it. Never done this before. Ready? Are you ready? 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 Don't worry about the people in front. They'll be fine. They'll be fine. Right. Okay. Ready? Ready? Oh! Never mind. We got loads more. Are you ready? Right. Okay. Here we go. Ready? Ready? That worked. thank you, Maddie. We better leave that game, I think, for now. We'll try again later on. Eggs, maybe not such a good idea. Some of you are looking fairly relieved, really, that the second egg wasn't full of yolky, eggy stuff, and like that one was. It was empty. And hopefully that was a surprise to some of you, as it was for Mary in the garden when she found the tomb was empty on that Easter Sunday morning. So confused she was that she thought Jesus standing there was the gardener. And he said, "Please, sir, they seem to have taken his body. Have you taken it? Where have you taken it to?" And he just turns to her and says, "Mary." It was amazing. It was amazing that day, because dead people don't disappear, do they? Dead people kind of stay where they are, where you leave them. But the tomb was empty. Jesus had risen from the dead to new life, and that's amazing. That is surprising. And the evidence all shows that that really did happen 2,000 years ago. But many of us in our lives, unfortunately, are still a bit like Maddie. Lots of things are going on. Lots of exciting things are going on, even Top Gear on the telly. And yet, we don't see the surprises around us. We're going to sing again. He has risen. He has risen. Jesus is alive. Please stand to sing. Perhaps real eggs weren't such a good idea. Well, after the service here, we're going to have a chocolate egg hunt out in the field somewhere, just straight after the service. We're all looking forward to that. But I thought we'd have a little mini egg hunt now, okay? So there are some eggs on some of the tables, some big golden eggs. And I need a volunteer from the table to bring them up one by one, but in the right order, okay? So they have numbers on. So I need egg number one. Egg number one. Who's got egg number one? I don't know who's got egg number one. Ah, Liam's got egg number one. Thank you, Liam. Brilliant. Okay, you need to help me then. Right, can you open that egg? Can you take the paper off? And we need to open it. Nothing nasty is going to happen if you know me. I won't do anything mean. Okay, let's... Right, okay, you pull it right off. Should we do it on the table? Okay, now... That's in two halves. Take one half of the other. Well done. Brilliant. Now, what do we find in here? Show everybody. What have we got in the paper? Right, we seem to have some people. Do you want to keep pointing? Ooh, lots of people. Oh, it's come out. Right. Okay, do you want to put that down for a minute? And can you give me a little hand? Okay, there's some sellotape here. Look, if we stick that on there. Right there. Now, Liam, can you reach up to the corner of that board there? Can you reach? You're doing very well. Yeah, excellent. Well done. Thank you very much. Yay! Great. Hang on, how did that go? Was that good? Right. Okay. So we've got lots of little people come out of an egg. That's fantastic. So the people remind us of why Jesus came, because his Father loved all the people in the world. They're the people that Jesus loved and helped. If you remember the video, Jesus loved and helped a lot of people, and he taught a lot of people during his time on earth. So Jesus did, and Jesus loved to show how his Father loved. People like Zacchaeus and his tree, who Jesus knew by name. Or the 5,000 people who Jesus fed with just two smelly fish and five loaves of bread. And those who heard about Silly Billy, the builder who built his house in the sand, and Bernie the Brain, who built his house on the rock of the words of Jesus, listening to Jesus and doing what he said. And then there's the disciples. Do you remember the disciples? And they watched Jesus walk on water without a boat or even skis. And those Jesus loved and Jesus served, like his friends John and Pete, whose grubby feet were scrubbed clean with soapy water. Now, the Father's love for all those people would be understandable, wouldn't it, if they were all friends of Jesus, or if they're all mates of Jesus like John and Pete. But the truth of it is that many of these people were more Silly Billy than Bernie the Brains. They were busy building their houses on the sand and not on the rock at all. They're ignoring the words of Jesus, turning their backs on God. And that's what Christians call sin, that funny old word called sin, which is really about putting I in the middle, me in the middle, me in the center of my lives, turning our backs on God. So when we say that all these people remind us of why Jesus came, it's not because they were all wonderful, wonderful, good people, because they love Jesus so much and they love God so much. It's because they're a mixed old bag. Sometimes they love God, sometimes they didn't. Some of them loved God more than others. But the Father loved all of them, every single one of them, it's true. And he doesn't give up on those silly billies who turned their back on God. He sent his son Jesus. He had a plan to show just how much he loves. Now, I need egg number two. Who's got egg number two? Ah, brilliant. Thank you very much, Sata. Come on up. Happy birthday, by the way. We have a card for you. Very good. Right. It's your birthday, so you need to open the egg. Hopefully they're in the right order. I kind of packed them and then remembered the numbers. So yeah, open up. What have we got? Ah, good. Relief. What's that?
Water, I think.
It is water. Do you want to taste a bit of... Hang on. Tastes a bit of water. How's it taste?
I don't know.
I've just done it. Salty water. It's salty water. They're the tears. And look, we actually have some more tears in here as well. They go that way up, Sata. Can you put them on the board for me whilst I talk? Like that. Just like that. There we go. So we have some tears. Some nice blue ones as well. So the tears remind us that there was no other way. The tears remind us that there was no other way. In the garden, Jesus prayed, "I wish there was another way, but Father, let your will be done." So Jesus prayed and Jesus loved to show how the Father loved. The problem is that generally we do think that there's another way. Now, I'm going to write my sins here on a piece of paper. All the things I've done wrong. What should I do? Well, all the things I've done wrong. I'm pretty good. I'll take this one. Right. All the things I've done wrong on that piece of paper. And you see, the thing is, we think we can just take the things we've done wrong and just sort of stuff them under the carpet, and nobody knows. Nobody knows this. God doesn't mind, really. They're under the carpet. Nobody sees. But unfortunately, it doesn't really work like that. I mean, if God just forgot about our sin because it's brushed under the carpet, then actually that's the worst thing he could do, isn't it? Because all of us who are parents, we know that actually our children do need to be reminded that they ought not to do certain things. And if you don't remind them, then actually you spoil your children. And God doesn't do that. He loves us so much, he doesn't do that. He doesn't let us forget. He doesn't forget about the naughty things we do. He actually remembers and does something about it. And that's a loving thing to do. Or we think that all these, let me retrieve that because that didn't work, so they're all my sins. We also think that maybe, I don't know, all the good things I do, what shall I use? Yes, this one. All the good things, right, all the good things I've done, I'm just writing them all out here, yeah, loads of good things. Fantastic, what a great person I am, look at that, look. All those great things. And we kind of think that, well, the good things and the bad things, the good things are going to cancel out the bad things. So I'm going to hang the good things here. Look, all those good things. No, I'm modest, so I'm going to turn it around. Right, so you can't read it. Okay. So surely they are going to cancel out the bad things that I've done. And it'll be okay. But, oh dear. That doesn't seem to work, because the bad things are still there, and they're weighing down the good things. And when God looks at us, actually, he expects us to be holy like he is holy. That's technical language, which means as good as he is. And unfortunately, none of us can really live up to that. So the tears that are now on the board, they remind us that Jesus, after praying, willingly and lovingly went to his death for our sins to show how much the Father loved. The tears remind us that there was no other way. Okay, so we need the third egg now. Who's got the third egg? Okay, you. Right, fantastic. Do you want to come bring it to the front? Come and tell me your name. You even need to bring it to the front or give it to somebody else who will come to the front. That's brilliant. Ah, yes. You don't mind coming to the front, do you? Now, what's your name? What's your name?
Logan.
Sorry?
Logan.
Logan, yes, Logan. Oh, well done, Logan. That worked. It's melted. It's so hot in here, it's melted, isn't it? It's going to get your fingers sticky. So we're just looking inside. Oh, there's... Okay. Oh, there's something in here, right. Actually, you might want to be careful with those ones because they're a bit sharp. Okay. Ooh, what are they? What have you got, Logan? Shall I take them? They're nails, aren't they? They're a bit sharp, aren't they? Do you want to take that with you back to your table? Because it's all melted and nasty. So, thank you, Logan. That's fantastic. So, what have we got here? We've got the biggest nails that I could find in my toolbox. Now, okay, so these nails remind us that Jesus was nailed to the cross. They were great big nails, though, the ones that they used to nail him to the cross. So can you imagine the pain that he felt as they banged them into his wrists and his feet? That one's got a funny end. It was a serious thing, this, being crucified. They were great big nails. He suffered great pain. Jesus died and Jesus loved to show how the Father loved. Now, God loved this world so much, the Bible tells us, that he sent his one and only Son to die so that we might have everlasting life. They nailed him to a cross. They nailed him to a wooden tree like this. In between two robbers, Jesus died for you and me. Because he knew that the only way that the silly billies, like me, could ever get to heaven is if he, Jesus himself, did something about my sin. So not brushing it under the carpet, not seeing if it's outweighed by the good things that we do in our life, but actually something meaningful about our sin. So what he did is he took all of it and he nailed it to the cross with him. So the nails remind us that Jesus died, taking with him all of our sin, all of our wrongdoing, all the things we wish were not done, and nailing them to the cross with him. We now need the third egg, Okay, fourth. I can't count. Yes, fourth. That last one. Remind me of your name again.
We met. Hayden.
Sorry?
Hayden.
Hayden. Thank you, Hayden. Well, you know what to do. Open the egg. Mind the egg. Yeah, mind the other egg. Yeah.
There you go.
Well then, what have you got? What have you got?
It's a stone and a Roman soldier.
A stone and a Roman soldier. Thank you very much. I'll just take those. You can take the egg back if you want.
Thank you.
That's very kind.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You must have the sword, yes. Hang on, wait. Oh, dear. The sword's come off from the egg. Right, here we go. So we now have a Roman soldier and a stone. So I'm going to put them over here, where you can see them, more or less. Right. Now, what do they remind us of? They remind us that nothing could keep Jesus dead in the tomb. Nothing could keep Jesus dead in the tomb. The Bible tells us that after Jesus died, they placed his body in the tomb, they rolled this huge stone across the entrance to the tomb, and they put a Roman guard outside the tomb to make sure that nobody could move that stone, nobody could get in and steal that body, take it away. But on the Sunday morning, when the women went to see what was happening and to take some more spices there, Mary Magdalene went up to the tomb, the stone had already been rolled away, and the tomb was empty. The surprise, Jesus rose, and Jesus loved to show how much his Father loved. So the fact that Jesus rose shows that we can too. If we love Jesus and put our trust in him, then death won't be able to keep hold of us in our tombs either. That won't be the end of the story. We'll rise with Jesus, and we'll be able to live with him forever. So now we're left on our table with a crowd of paper people to show that the Father loves all the people in this world. There are the tears that Jesus shed to show that there's no other way. There's the nails on the cross to show that Jesus died for our sin. And here's my wrong nailed to the cross with him. There's a stone and a soldier to show that nothing could keep Jesus dead in the tomb. And there's a few empty eggs as well to show the surprise, the amazing surprise, the super cool story. Just like the one when Jesus began, we celebrate at Christmas when there's bright angels and fluffy sheep and very smelly shepherds coming to see the baby. Well, a super cool story of Jesus ends in a super cool way as well. Jesus died for our sin. Mary went to the tomb. It was empty. What a surprise. He's not inside. He is alive. Let's move on now, and we're going to have some prayers. Alex is going to come and lead us in some prayers, and then we'll sing our last song. So Mary goes to the tomb, it's empty, she's standing there, so she sees a man standing there, she thinks he's the gardener. She says, his body's gone. But the gardener turns around to her and says, Mary, calls her by name, and she says, Rabboni, which means teacher, it's you. She tries to give him a hug. He says, no, I have to go back to my father. But it means he's still alive. And that means he's here too. And he doesn't just call Mary by her name. He calls us all by name. And we say back to him, well, what do we say back to him? Because we all need to decide how we need to respond to this surprise. If we say, teacher, king, Lord, Saviour, my Lord, my Saviour, then we've got the right idea. If we're still blustering on about how good we've been and how what wonderful people we are, and surely, therefore, God must love us, then actually, we haven't understood the Christmas story, at least the story. Jesus did all of this to show how much his Father loves. He He bled because he loved us. He paid for all our wrong. We're going to, in a moment, sing our final song, which is Thine Be the Glory. The glory is God's and his alone. Just before we do that, just a reminder that we meet here as a church, at Christ Church meets here at 10:30 every single Sunday morning here in this room. And you're all very welcome to come and join us on a Sunday morning. We'd love to see you here. If anything that we've said today has made you think about Christianity and what it's all about and you'd like to ask more, then we run a course from time to time, which lasts a few weeks, and it's a small group and there's plenty of time for discussion and questions and an opportunity for you to ask anything you like about Christianity, and it's called Christianity Explored. If you'd like to know more about that, then speak to me afterwards, or my email address is on the bottom of the sheets that you have. But we're going to sing now. We're going to sing our last song, Thine Be the Glory, Risen Conquering Son. Please stand and sing.